Good morning. Today we are concluding our topic of dipping the matzah into salt. And we have seen that there are two fundamental opinions on this. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that at Leil HaSeder with the matzah, it is no different from the rest of the year. Just like the rest of the year, we dip our bread, we dip our hamotzi into salt. So too at the Leil HaSeder, we dip the matzah into salt. And on the other hand, the Ramah disagrees and says that's not the minhag for Ashkenazim. At the Leil HaSeder, it's different. We do not dip the matzah into the salt. So the Haggadah Yerushalayim B'mo'adecha asks a couple fascinating questions. First, he asks a question on the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is of the view that indeed the Leil HaSeder is no different. We do dip the matzah into the salt. He says, look at the question. One of the questions in the Manishtana talks about dipping, and it says, the question is as follows: why at the Leil HaSeder do we dip two times, and the rest of the year, Shebechol HaLeilos, Ein Anu Matbilim Afilo HaMachas, we don't dip at all? In fact, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Nusach of the Manishtana should be different. It should be, why on the Leil HaSeder do we dip three times? HaLeila HaZeh Shalosh Bamim. Why? Because we have three dippings. We dip the karpas into the salt water. That's number one. And number two is we dip the maror into the charoses. And number three is now we are dipping the matzah into the salt. So why does the Manishtana say we only dip twice at the Leil HaSeder? It should be that we dip three times at the Leil HaSeder. And in fact, he continues and he says, we have a question as well on the Ramah. The view of the Ramah is that we don't dip the matzah into the salt at the Leil HaSeder. And the question is obvious. We should be asking as follows: Madua Omrim Shebechol HaLeilos Ein Anu Matbilim Afilu Pamachas? Why do we say that the rest of the year we don't dip at all? In fact, based on this Ramah, it's only at the Leil HaSeder we don't dip, but the rest of the year we do dip. So we should have two dippings at the Leil HaSeder. That's like the Nusach of our Mishnah, but we should say the rest of the year we dip only one time. So that Haggadah brings two possible answers. The first one is as follows, that there is an opinion that when we dip our pas, when we dip our bread into salt, you really don't do that. What you do is you spritz the salt on the bread. And accordingly, that would not be considered a dipping at all. So we don't even come into these questions on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The problem with this answer is that it's not based on the Shita of the Arizal. The Arizal says we have to dip specifically to dip the bread into the salt and not vice versa. And in fact, that is the minhag of many, many people that we dip. The Arizal says three times we dip the bread. So indeed, that is a dipping. The second answer that he gives is a little bit stronger, I think. And he says that this concept of dipping in all of Ramah, the Tanakh, when we see the concept of dipping, is only when you dip into a liquid or a solid, but not something of the material of salt. Salt is not a real liquid. It's not a liquid at all. It's not the type of solid we're talking about that would be wet. It's a dry thing, and accordingly it would not be considered dipping. So just once again, the second answer is that it only applies dipping when you're dipping into a real liquid or something that is wet, even if it's a solid. But to dip into a total solid that is dry, then it would be not considered a dipping, and that would answer the question as well. So bottom line is, what should we do? So apparently, just like in all other areas, most other areas, when we have a psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Svaradim would follow the Shulchan Aruch, and when the Ramah disagrees, we Ashkenazim would follow the views of the Ramah, that is when there's a machlokas between them. So Ashkenazim and Sfaradim would apparently diverge. Nonetheless, we have two reconciliations that it's possible to fulfill both of the opinions. The Kaf HaChaim says as follows, what you should do is shiatabel es hamatzah b'melach. What you do is initially dip the matzah into the salt, v'achar miken yina'er es hamatzah, and thereafter just shake it off. It's very easy when we're talking about matzah doesn't absorb the salt. Dip it in, shake it off, and then eat it without salt. So effectively, you're following both of them. The Haggadah Chekel Yitzchak brings a different reconciliation. Now you can follow both of the opinions. What you should do is you should eat the first kazayis of matzah without the salt. That is like the Ramah. And afterward, dipped the matzah afterward into the salt and eat it, and that would be following the Shulchan Aruch. So first you'll do the Ramah, then the Shulchan Aruch, and we would be able to be mekayim both of the opinions at the same time. Have a wonderful day.